Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 76.
House will come to order. Members, visitors retire from the chamber. We don't have any. Sergeant Arms will close the doors. Done. Members and visitors will silence, please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Olin Blessing, the General Assembly Rolling Clerk. You are recognized.
Good morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking for your guidance, wisdom, and support as this body makes decisions that affect the people of North Carolina. Fill us with your grace, Lord, and continue to remind us that all we do here today, all that we accomplish, is for the pursuit of truth, for the greater glory of you, and for the service of humanity. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. We'll rise for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Penny is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June the 9th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves that the journal for June 9th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Any opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to your message received on April 19th, 2021, that the House of Representatives failed to concur in House Bill 73, Senate Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to delay the payment of certain ABC permit renewal and registration fees due on May 1st, 2021, or for the period covering May 1st, 2021 through April 30th, 2022, and to extend the deferral or certain deferred permit fees. The President Pro Tem appoints Senator Edwards Chair, Senators Harrington, Heiss, Jackson, and Lowe on part of the Senate to confer with like committee appointed by the Honorable Body that the inner differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Any additional? Additional messages, clerk will read.
Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate adopt a report of conferees for Senate Bill 241. Congress Committee Substitute, a bill to be entitled an act amending motor vehicle laws regulating modified utility vehicles and directing the use of certain funds appropriated to the Department of Transportation. When the appropriate action has been taken by both chambers, the bill will be ordered and enrolled. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Notices and announcements. Representative Penny. Penny is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, June the 14th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Penny moves and seconded by Representative John that the House now adjourn to reconvene Monday, June 14th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Representative Riddell is recognized to send forth a committee report for Regulatory Reform Committee. Clerk will read.
Representative Riddell, Regulatory Reform Committee report, Senate Bill 188, Board of Board of Architects Interior Design favor and refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The Chair strikes the SERA referral to Rules. The bill is re-referred to Finance with the SERA referral to Rules added.
House Bill 1911, Regulatory Reform 2.0, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 911, the SERA referral to Rules is stricken, the bill is referred to Finance, and a SERA referral to Rules is added.
Skip rats.
Positions of the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill is duly ratified for presentation to the governor, Senate Bill 582, an act to allow certain individuals to be adjunct instructors in kindergarten through 12 courses, House Bill 743, an act to increase the punishment for altering, destroying, or removing permanent personal identification marks from personal property and removing, defacing, destroying, altering, or covering the identifying marks on certain machinery, equipment, and apparatuses. And the enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor, Senate Bill 241, an act amending motor vehicle laws, regulating modified utility vehicles and directing the use of certain funds appropriated to the Department of Transportation.
Chapter bills will be noted.